It's 9:40. D.C.'s so-called living wage bill is on the desk of Mayor Vincent Gray as of today, but no word on whether it'll be signed into law or vetoed yet. The bill would force Walmart and other big box retailers to pay employees $12.50 an hour, $4 more than the city's minimum wage. Joining us live this morning, D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, who authored the bill. Chairman Mendelson, you had said that you would have gotten the bill to the mayor sooner if you knew he was going to sign it. Does this mean you finally convinced him?
Not necessarily, but I'm hopeful.
How hopeful are you? I mean, the mayor has expressed concerns about this, though he says he isn't leaning one way or the other as to whether he'll veto or sign it.
Well, it's a good bill, and it's the right thing to do, and that is to ensure that we have not just jobs, but we have decent jobs. I mean, that's fundamentally the issue here.
Right, but in a situation where you compete with, say, you know, suburban Maryland and Virginia, and retailers could locate elsewhere if they wanted to make money. If everyone doesn't raise their minimum wage to a higher level, doesn't that put D.C. competitively at a disadvantage?
Well, that is an argument that I've heard against the bill. But, you know, what's at issue here in terms of what's been discussed is whether new retailers will locate in the city. Nobody's talking about actually losing business, and our economy is doing very well. I think, you know, it's a question of strategy for economic development. Do we attract jobs that are low-paying, poverty-level wages, or do we make as our goal for economic development attracting high-quality jobs? I think it's the latter.
If the mayor does veto the bill, is there enough support on the council to override it?
Well, almost two-thirds of the members voted for the bill. We have to vote twice, and each vote was 8-5. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get the ninth vote if there's a veto so that we can override the veto. But I'm not willing to say that there will be a veto at this point. The mayor could have said he was going to do that, and he's had a lot of opportunities, and he hasn't. And I think he realizes, especially as we're approaching Labor Day and talking about good jobs and the value of the workforce, that he will sign this bill.
Well, let me ask you this. If your argument is as solid as you portend that it is on raising the need to raise the minimum wage, why do it restrictively? Why not do it universally in the district?
Some of that has to do with getting the legislation through. You know, any minimum wage issue or debate is very difficult. That's the reason why we haven't seen the federal government raise the minimum wage in so many years. That actually, the federal minimum wage, which is $7.25, if it kept pace with inflation, what it was in 1968 would be, I think it's $10.50 an hour now instead of $7.25. It's hard to win these debates, and that's why the bill was crafted the way it is.
When do you expect to know what the mayor will do?
Well, he has 10 business days. Let me just correct one fact.
Yes.
The bill says $12.50 an hour, or a combination of benefits and wage that equal $12.50 an hour. So if there's, let's say, health benefits, which are cost $1.50 an hour, then the wage could be $11.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. And, you know, everyone is anxious to see how this thing turns out. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson.